When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Welcome to r/AmItheButthole, where this man wonders if he's in the right or wrong for faking the abduction of his own baby. Am I the butthole for making my wife think our son was missing? My wife has a horrible habit that I discovered 2 months ago. We were ordering lunch on the Subway app, and I told her to pick the location that has a drive-thru. That way, we don't have to go inside and take the baby out of the car, just to clip him back in a few minutes later. She told me it's not a big deal to leave the baby in the car and run in and pick it up really fast. I had no idea she ever did this. I told her I was not comfortable with her leaving him in the car alone, even for a minute. And she told me she's been doing it since he was born, and it's always been fine. She told me she does it to pick up food, run into the post office or pharmacy, etc. I was floored. We don't live in a horrible area, but it's also not super safe either. I told her to not ever do this again. She told me she never stopped to think about the potential dangers, and that she would stop doing it. Well, yesterday as I was driving home from my brother's house, I spotted her car at the gas station near our place. It was parked in a spot up front and not a pump, so I figured she stopped in to grab some snacks, which we like to do. I decided to stop and go in and say hi and get some food, and I pulled in and parked next to her. However, when I got there, I was furious to find our son in his car seat. The car wasn't even locked. I don't know what came over me. But in that moment, I decided to take my son and put him into my car. He's got a car seat in there too. I then drove to the other side of the gas station parking lot and waited for my wife to come out. It took 6 minutes for her to appear. When she saw that he was gone, she looked stunned for a second and then started to frantically look around and cry. I didn't let it go on long. After this, I saw her pull her phone out, presumably to call 911, and that is when I pulled my car around to her. I parked, got out, and walked around to my son's door and opened it to show him to her. She looked extremely relieved, but that quickly turned to anger, with her asking me why I took him and did that to her. I told her she needed to learn her lesson, and she promised to stop leaving him in the car, and that she was extremely irresponsible. It was so easy for me to pull up and take him. No one else at the gas station even noticed. So if he really was taken, there would have been no help, and it would have been 100% her fault. She proceeded to call me cruel and psychotic, and tried taking our son out of my car into hers. I said no, and that I would be driving him home, and I left. She came home not much later, but ignored me for the rest of the day. She acknowledged me today, saying she wanted an apology, and I said absolutely not, and she is the one who should be saying sorry. She's been guilt-tripping me the rest of the day, saying no mother should experience the fear I put her through. So, did I go too far? Am I the butthole? I mean, wow, what a post to begin with. Guys, I completely understand if you think that what this man did was too harsh. Imagine the pain in that moment for this woman. But in my opinion, that's the sort of shock that this lady had to get for her to realize that what she's doing is so unbelievably wrong. Like, I'm sorry, but even popping into the store and coming out in literally 10 seconds is too much time. That is 10 seconds too much. 6 minutes? Are you crazy? That's your kid. It's ridiculous. I actually can't get over this woman doing that. Sorry. Let's move on. Am I the butthole for giving my son's new bike away after the prank he pulled on a girl he was friends with? So recently, I found out that my son Jacob, who is 15, pulled an incredibly cruel prank on one of the girls, I'll call Ashley, that's in his friend group. I know this girl. She's been to our house and even attended Jacob's birthday party a month ago. She seemed incredibly sweet, if not a bit shy. So, when my oldest son, Mark, who is 17, came to me and told me Jacob had asked Ashley out on a date as a prank, I was stunned. I, of course, asked how he could know this, hoping as any mother would that it wasn't true. But Mark showed me the family tablet we all use, but mostly my sons do, and it seems Jacob forgot to log out of his chatting app. Discord. I read the long series of messages between Jacob and his friends as they mocked Ashley all through this heartless prank. I was speechless. And that's not even getting into how he was talking. like he was some thug and not a 15-year-old living in a gated community. At first, I couldn't figure out what to do or how to proceed. I'll admit that I never once imagined either of my boys would be the type of person to do something like that. But there was no way in hell I was letting this go. So after a day of thought, I decided what was going to happen. First things first, he was grounded. For how long, I'm not sure. Secondly, I'd gotten Jacob a bike for his birthday, but it hadn't arrived until the day previous, and I'd planned to give it to him when my parents came to visit, since they'd been unable to make his party. But instead of that, I showed him I knew about the prank and told him he was grounded. Then I made him carry the new bike out of my bedroom closet and to the car before driving to Ashley's house. Him crying the whole way. I'd called her parents earlier and explained everything, and so once we got there, I had him cart it to their front porch and ring the bell. Then, in front of me, Ashley, her parents, and God, I had him give a sincere apology and gift her the bike. Even I apologized to her, saying I didn't raise my boy this way and what he did was unforgivable. I also called the parents of the other boys who were a part of this little stunt, and they all seemed rightfully horrified by their son's involvement. I felt I'd handle this all as best as I could, and my friends agreed. Though once my parents found out that I'd made Jacob give his birthday gift away, they said what I did went too far. I still feel like what I did was right, but having my parents more or less dogpile on me like this actually made me wonder if how I handled it was too extreme. So, am I the butthole here? Guys, before I even give my opinion on this one, comment down below, what do you think? For me, OP is definitely not the butthole, and I actually think the way you acted was brilliant, to be honest. I actually think it's quite noble that you've apologized on behalf of yourself, as well as your kid, for your kid's actions, because yeah, you are the one that brought him up and parented him. You do have to take some blame, and I like that you've done that. I also think that calling him out is just a great thing to do. This is bad behavior. Telling the parents of the other children involved as well is also a good thing to do, so they know. And ultimately, giving this poor girl the bike is the least you could do. I like it. Look, your parents aren't going to be happy because they don't really understand the full context, and I imagine that maybe they were involved in the purchasing of this present as well. But ultimately, it's bigger than just a bike, isn't it? It's a life lesson. It had to be done. I really like it. OP, well done. Am I the butthole for refusing to pay the babysitter for new glasses after my daughter broke her old ones? I'll preface this by saying that I, a 35-year-old dad, am a widower with two kids who are 9 and 11 years old. I recently got back to work, and since I work night shifts, I had to get the kids a babysitter. They're at school during the day and my sister stays with them. I was able to find a babysitter with the help of a co-worker. Actually, they're related, and things have been going pretty well, except for a few days ago. The babysitter called me while I was at work to tell me that my 9-year-old daughter broke her glasses. I got home, heard both sides of the story, and came to a conclusion that it was in fact an accident. But the babysitter said my daughter broke them intentionally after she refused to let her outside late in the evening. I asked my 11-year-old daughter, and she said the babysitter's story is accurate. But since she and her sister have a beef, I figured that she'd lie to set her sister up. My 9-year-old daughter cried and said she didn't mean it, and it was an accident. I apologized to the babysitter for the misunderstanding, but she insisted there was no misunderstanding, and then asked me to pay her for a pair of new glasses. I was taken aback by her request, and told her I thought we'd talked this out and rolled it out as an accident. But she insisted it wasn't an accident. I apologized, but refused, and said it was unfair to expect me to pay, especially since she didn't pay attention to keep her glasses safe, regardless of whether it was an accident or not. The babysitter argued with me and then started crying, swearing that my daughter broke them to get back at her. My 11-year-old daughter sided with her, but my 9-year-old said she's only siding with the babysitter for her own benefit. The girls started fighting, and I ended up telling the babysitter to leave. She got my co-worker involved, and she said I should take responsibility and pay the babysitter for new glasses, since she can't afford them, being a broke college student and is in need of glasses. I apologized, but refused to pay. My co-worker got upset and shamed me for condoning my younger daughter's actions and treating the babysitter poorly when she is the victim in this situation. It's been days, and the babysitter is still wanting me to pay for new glasses. But I feel like she's trying to use the fact that I'm in dire need of help and is hoping to get extra money out of my pockets. Now, I think we've found our first butthole of this video, in my opinion anyway. Guys, as always, comment down below what you think. But for me, yeah, OP, you're the butthole. It seems very ironic to me and backwards that you would employ a babysitter to look after your children, yet not listen to what that babysitter says when you get back. That doesn't really make much sense. Like, on the one hand, you realize that you need someone to look after your kids because they're not capable of looking after themselves. They're 9 and 11 after all. But then you won't listen to that person when they have a contrasting opinion to your kids. That's wrong, isn't it? I mean, ultimately, it doesn't really matter if it was an accident or not. The nice thing to do would be to pay for the glasses. It doesn't matter if they're a broke college student or whatever. An accident at your house involving your kids and your babysitter, yeah, you should be paying. But all in all, the fact that you're favouring your 9-year-old's opinion over your 11-year-old's and the babysitter who's an adult, it's just very weird. I don't get the logic.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Am I the butthole for demanding my husband pay back the $6,000 he spent on golf clubs? I am a nurse, and I've been working more hours for the past 6 months to be able to save money to fix the ceiling in our house. I've saved up to $8,000 in my accounts, and since my husband hasn't worked since 2020, I'm trying to balance rent and utilities payments. My husband is a golf enthusiast, and so are his friends. The only difference is that all of his friends are well off, and they can afford expensive golfing gear and trips. They mentioned wanting to go on a golfing trip next week, and invited my husband, but he initially refused. Though he really wanted to go, but he complained about how his friends bought fancy golfing gear while all he has is old gear. He asked if I could lend him $6,000 so he could buy a set of golfing clubs, but I refused, because $6,000 for a set of clubs is crazy expensive, especially for someone who doesn't work. He got upset and accused me of holding his employment over his head when he couldn't help it. Anyway, I thought we were over this argument, but I discovered that he'd pulled the $6,000 out of my account and purchased the set behind my back. I went home and exploded on him. He swore he'd return the money once he gets back from his trip, but I told him he had no right to take the money and spend it on a set of clubs while the ceiling needs fixing. He said the ceiling doesn't require $6,000 either, but the kids' room was affected too. I demanded that he return the set or pay me the $6,000 right there and then. He told me I was being unfair to him and that he's feeling stuck because his friends can afford to buy whatever while he's being yelled at for wanting something for himself for once. I told him to get a job and buy himself whatever. He tried to tell me he'll pay me back when he finds a job, which is after he gets back from his trip, but I refused. He kept begging me to let him just go on the trip and we'll figure it out later, but I said no. If it wasn't for something as important as the ceiling, I would have maybe waited, but he's saying I'm abusive and controlling his life. $6,000 on golf clubs. That is insane at the best of times, in my opinion. I mean, look, get some nice golf clubs, sure, but $6,000? Hey, golf enthusiasts, comment down below. Is that really how much clubs cost? That is a lot. At least it seems a lot to me. How many clubs are in your bag, pal? But in the context of this story, when you're needing to replace your ceiling, yeah, you should not be paying $6,000 on anything that isn't 100% necessary, especially given the fact that you've stolen it from your wife and you don't even earn the money in the first place. That is so bad. This is the biggest one of all. OP, you are definitely not the butthole. Your husband, however, definitely is. That's ridiculous. Anyway, guys, that is going to do it for this episode of r/AmItheButthole. 4 interesting posts there. Again, comment down below. You guys kind of run this sort of series on my channel. I want to know, are these guys buttholes or are they not? Comment 1, 2, 3, 4, and then butthole or not. I just want to know. It's interesting because look, I'm just me at the end of the day, and my opinions are obviously my own. And they may well be wrong, but I need you guys to tell me or agree with me, whatever. Up to you. Comment down below. I'm interested to hear your thoughts.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.